What a mess the Aggies' move to the SEC is. Yesterday, it was announced that the SEC had unanimously voted to accept Texas A&M as a new member. But then at the last second, Baylor stood up and said, "We are declining to waive our option regarding legal action to block A&M's exit." Later in the day, Iowa State and Kansas joined Baylor. It was reported at one time that 8 remaining schools in the Big 12 all declined to waive their options regarding legal action. Oklahoma said, "No, we didn't." Texas later in the day said, "No, we didn't." And when you think about it, it wouldn't make much sense for Oklahoma, Texas, Texas Tech, and Oklahoma State to block Texas A&M because they may be moving quickly too.
Mm-hmm.
But it does make sense, I guess, for Baylor and Iowa State and Kansas State to pull out all the stops to try to keep this thing together. To some, to me, it doesn't make any sense. To me, it is silly and petulant. And so I now have an open letter to the school that started this roadblock yesterday, Baylor.
Why not just send it to them?
They just got a big win on Friday.
Just email it to them.
"Dear Baylor, realize this is nothing personal. I like you. My wife went to Baylor. Her friends, who are now my friends, went to Baylor. My best friend from high school went to Baylor. I loved Grant Taff and Mike Singletary and Michael Johnson. You are a fine school. But Baylor, you have turned into Glenn Close in Fatal Attraction. Oh. You are A&M's psycho ex-girlfriend. You can't stand the thought that the Aggies have found a prettier date to the prom, and you're going to try to make the breakup as ugly as possible. In the process, you're the one who's looking ugly. Check the Baylor website this morning. It'll remind you of a Facebook page of a high school girl who was just dumped by her boyfriend. Baylor's site, and this is not a joke, reads, 'Nothing is more beloved in Texas than Texas football. Entire towns travel to neighboring communities on Friday nights as rivals meet under the Friday night lights. Saturday mornings find families rushing out to peewee football games and spending their afternoons with friends, tailgating, or watching some of the most historic and storied rivalries in the nation.'"
His accent changed here. Did you notice that?
"Sunday afternoons see families gathered in living rooms across the state to cheer the Cowboys or the Texans. Football in Texas is more than a passing interest. It's a part of the fabric of this great state. Will Texans stand by and watch 100-year-old rivalries be cast aside as the state's largest universities align themselves with other states across this country?
Oh.
Will Texans sit and watch as Texas flagship universities pledge their loyalties to other states? Will Texas stand by as our most promising student-athletes are lured out of Texas by new rivals? Texans must stand up and call out the leadership of these schools and stop the madness." That's actually on the Baylor website this morning.
They're doing all the presidential debate tricks, mentioning fabric and families.
Well, you know what?
I kind of agree with some of that.
17 years ago, Baylor wasn't sounding a similar battle cry. That's when all those Texas schools in the Southwest Conference couldn't get along and they merged with the Big 8. Baylor did everything they could to keep TCU out of the Big 12. They weren't worried about TCU, SMU, Houston, or Rice, all good Texas schools. No, Baylor was in it like all schools in the Southwest Conference and the Big 12, in it for themselves only. They used every bit of political muscle back then to make sure they were included in the Big Boy League and make sure other Texas schools were kept out. Now, Baylor, you're faced with the very real possibility of being left in the dust following the Big 12 collapse. Like the psycho ex-girlfriend, you feel like your lives are spinning out of control, and the only way they can feel like they get some semblance of control back is to smear the ex-boyfriend. Boy, that'll make Baylor really attractive to possible future conferences, won't it? Everybody wants to date a psycho. Norm said yesterday on his show that in a way he's happy to see the Big 12 go because it's what these schools deserve, and I agree. Going back to the Southwest Conference, no group of schools anywhere in the country has coexisted with such animosity and jealousy. They've always lived with each other out of convenience, but deep down, they've always hated each other. They've lied to each other, they've cheated each other, they've deceived each other, and once again, those things are forcing the breakup of another league. The old Big Eight used to get along swimmingly, but once the cancerous Southwest Conference leftovers joined forces with them, it all went downhill. Nebraska couldn't stomach it any longer, and the unraveling started. In closing, a bit of advice for you, Baylor. Knock off work today and go grab a piece of pizza.
Oh, it has to be in every open letter.
Let it go. Let the Aggies go. Let OU go. Let Texas go. Do your best to join the best conference you can, and if things don't work out, I'm sure the Southland Conference or the SWAC would love to have you. So wow. You'll have a home. It just may not be the home you want with the picture of your dysfunctional family on the very shaky mantle.
Wow, that man. Is an open letter.
Sheesh.
He deserves bigger applause than that. Bigger than that. There you go.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, Baylor fans, Junior at Mindspring, right?
Yeah, we're going to talk more about this whole mess at length at 8:55.
All right, 7:47 here on Sports Radio 13.